You gonna throw the intro in and just boom, boom. All right. Let me know when you're ready for me. Let me know when you want me to do the hello and welcome to another episode of Common Sense.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Uncommon Sense. I am your host Billy the Kid, and today things are a little bit different. Say hi, Butch.
Hi everybody.
Hi everybody.
Hi everybody. All right.
Yeah, I'm not working. As everyone can see, I'm not in the studio today with Billy. I'm actually on vacation here in Hawaii, and didn't want to stop us from doing the live show though. So here I am.
So it's probably
here you
be
are.
A short
welcome
show.
Aboard.
Oh, sorry, I interrupted you, but
yeah. That's all right. It happens.
But yeah, it's probably going to be a little bit of a short show. We were actually supposed to have Dusty with us today. For those of you,
unfortunately,
that
yeah, unfortunately, he's
time,
not feeling
know,
well. Yeah, he's not feeling well today. So perhaps next time we'll get him into the studio. Until then, get better soon, Dusty. We wish nothing but the best for you.
And by then, we ought to have more questions on this subject, because we're still going to talk about the same type of stuff today. Although I do want to bring up the military things going on, so remind me about that later.
All right.
But first, we're going to get into all this weird stuff going on in disguise.
Yeah.
That's the skies, not disguise, because I realize how that sounded after I said it. But,
oopsie.
It's my microphone.
There we go. Okay. Now we can see your face.
Joke's on you. Oh.
Ain't no hiding now.
I don't know if they want to see this face. I broke my mirror this morning. Again.
You did.
I'm just kidding. Look at that.
This is the
look at those teeth.
This is the third camera I've had to use to do this show because I keep breaking them with my looks. I'm sorry, folks. I'm just too ugly to do OnlyFans.
This one seems to be working, though.
Yeah, it seems to be working all right now.
It likes, you know, odd-looking people. Just kidding.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't get any more odd than me. I'm 9.
Ain't that the truth? So, yeah, the setup's right, a little different today, too, because, well, I call them on Facebook, and I tried to set it up to be more like before, but it just wasn't working out, and I didn't feel like messing with all that right now.
Right.
Either
right,
somebody
right.
was pixelated, or like, you know, was cutting one of us off too far or something. It was just weird.
Very weird.
Anyways.
So what are we talking about today, Billy?
So, there's been a lot of stuff going around on the internet, as there always is on the dark corners of the interweb. But no, there's a lot of weird stuff going on in the sky. And more people are talking about like aliens and stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured we'd bring that up for a minute. We kind of had a good conversation the other day. And now I can't really remember what we all talked about. Because we went on some tangents, man. You, me, and Dusty
oh,
the other
did.
Day.
Oh, we were all over the place.
Yeah. We started talking about like Illuminati, weird stuff. But like,
aliens,
yeah.
conspiracy theories, and how they've all come true.
Which one's next? We're just looking at the calendar.
Yeah, we're trying to decide, all right, which conspiracy theory have we well, let's see, the latest one was the corruption in the Biden family, and that was a conspiracy theory. Nobody believed it and all like that there. All of a sudden, we got documentation that, hey, there is corruption and bribery in the Biden family.
Oh, speaking of corruption and government and conspiracy theories,
Right.
I think I might. How do I put this?
How you put this?
I might be a fan of a Democrat. Oh, I know. So guess who it is?
I'd have to say Robert Kennedy Jr.
Yeah. I was listening to him the other day. He's hard, kind of hard to listen to be honest with you,
Right.
because his voice and stuff. He's had a lot of health problems, I guess, you know.
Right.
But he's talking about like the CIA and his uncle and you know,
And
the crushing of certain agencies and scattering them to the winds.
yes.
And Democrats don't seem to like him. They're calling him a conspiracy theorist too. So found that rather interesting.
Very, very interesting.
Interesting indeed. Indubitably.
All right. But I
But
did, we were talking the other day, and I was telling you about this video that I heard about from one of our subscribers and viewers, and hopefully he's listening today. And if he is, get well soon, brother. We wish nothing but the best for you as well. He recently had surgery, and
I know exactly
so
who you're talking about.
we want fast recovery for him, speedy recovery.
Blessed be that man. He's a good
But
man.
he told me about this, so I had to look it up myself, and guess what? I found it. And hopefully we're going to show it to you here today. And
Oh.
we also have a link down below.
Real quick, I want to show off my cool cup. It's supposed to have a quote from Jefferson right here, but it all washed off.
Right.
My not stepson made it for me. I don't know what to call him. Without saying his name. I wasn't gonna say his name.
Right.
So he's not here right now, so if he was here, it might be different. But
Right.
anyways, he knows who he is. I love this cup, by the way. It's got a sharp spot on it though. So I might have to fix that eventually.
Right.
Where like the resin dried funky around the paper. Oh well. Anyways,
Yeah.
okay, so let me look over here on the Facebook. Oh, okay, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, so I found the information is actually that happened down in Las Vegas, Nevada,
Yeah.
and
There's
there's
a
a
lot
news
going around
report
about
on it.
the Vegas thing. And if you guys want me to pull it up, I can in a minute, but a lot of people have probably seen it. I actually probably could just link the video if they want to watch it.
Right.
Let's do that. Let's go
Yeah,
copy.
we'll put a link down below so you can watch it at your pleasure.
Yeah. And we'll just talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it's not the only strange event. You know, and there's a
No.
lot of you know, fake crap out there too. So just
Oh, there
keep
is.
that in mind.
But this was actually caught on a police body camera.
Yes.
It was caught on a Ring doorbell, and we have eyewitnesses. So, I mean,
Let's see.
and with the recent release of UFO footage, or I'm sorry, what do they call them now? Not UFOs, they call them
UAPs or something like that.
UAPs,
Yeah.
unknown aerial phenomena. But they've caught them,
Yeah.
now. The United States has caught them, and they released the footage of it. And after they released the footage of it, they've also been telling us, "Hey, this is out there.
All right.
Pay attention."
It's
They're
in the
trying to
live
enter.
chat.
This is my latest conspiracy about it, is that they're allowing, or they're leaking a little bit at a time to get us used to the information, to get us used to the fact that, hey, guess what? They're already here. They've been here for a long time. They're your neighbors, your boss, your friends. They could even be your ex.
They're among us.
They are among us.
I'm gonna put it also in the description. Hold on a second. Las Vegas News.
There we go.
I titled the link Las Vegas News for anybody that wants to check out that video. All right. Save.
There we go.
And yeah, I know we're sloppy,
What?
but you
What?
know what? That happens when you're amateur, so I'm
Yeah,
okay with
we're
it.
not professional.
No.
No, but we do our thing. We come out here, we give the guys information, we give you questions. We ask questions. We want you to ask questions, question everything.
Well,
Let's
the whole
learn
point of
together.
it is to just discuss things that,
Yeah, let's have a
like,
discussion,
let's
an
talk,
open
like, yeah, that's
discussion.
where we all started. Like, let's talk about this stuff that's bothering us. Like, this is kind of our therapy in a weird way.
Yeah.
You know?
It is.
It
It allows
is,
us
though.
to
And I hope
allow,
that it influences other people to talk about this stuff, you know? Whether it's here on the show and talking to us and asking us questions, or, you know, with their family and their friends. You know, we all
Right.
gotta talk about this stuff and share information with each other.
Yeah.
So there was a video I saw on Instagram where, like, these people, there's actually a couple of them with their little laser light things, shining them up at stars. And then all of a
Right.
sudden, the star starts shooting these green lights.
Yeah. Or the stars themselves will move.
Yeah. Or disappear. There's one where it
Yeah.
disappeared. And then it came back and started shooting the green lights.
Right. I seen that video. That was
So my
kind of
real question
interesting.
is this really alien or is it man-made? Is it like some kind of weird government thing going on? Because, you know, I know there's a lot of people that believe in like aliens, extraterrestrials, which we will get into that term in a second.
Yes.
Extraterrestrial.
Right.
Well, and frankly, even the word alien just means not from this land. Like, technically,
Right.
my mother, she's a.
She's an alien
Yeah.
because she is born in
The
the
Philippines.
Philippines
She wasn't
and
born
she,
of this land, so she was
right.
alien to this land. When she came here and was
Right.
nationalized as an American,
Right.
right? So, but when you come from a different land, you are technically alien to that land. That's why we used to call them illegal aliens instead of illegal immigrants.
That's right.
You know, but anyway, that's sort of beside the point. What was I saying? Someone help me.
You got off track
I
again.
did.
Your train derailed. Take a drink of coffee. We were talking about extraterrestrials and the term.
No, it was before that. Oh, so people that believe in like aliens and stuff, I'm kind of
Right.
up and down with the aliens.
Yeah.
I know I have family members, and this is pretty popular in like the strong Christian realm of things, that aliens are like demons.
Right.
And I don't necessarily believe that, you know.
I
I
don't
don't
believe that
find it
either.
completely impossible that the same God that created the Earth also created other worlds and other galaxies and whatever. We know that there's other galaxies out there, right?
Right. We
So.
know there's other planets out there. And it'd have to be, you'd have to be so egotistical, so
I think it
self-centered
is
to
too,
believe
yeah.
that you are the only beings in the entire universe.
And if our God created more worlds, He may have also created other ones that look like us.
Right.
You know, not just like the little guy that's on your hat right now, which I love that you wore that hat today. But, you know, and I wouldn't put it past like, okay, there's all this stuff in movies, right? That,
Yeah.
well, now after, you know, a certain year that our podcast is named after, we learned that a lot of that stuff in the movies that you know, was just fiction, science
Right.
fiction, you
Yeah.
know, whatever, action drama and whatnot, that stuff actually happens. You know, some of the
Right.
horrific things even.
Well, you know, they get a lot of these ideas and everything from what people call personal encounters,
Real life and
real life
personal
encounters
experiences and yeah.
with.
So then you got the movie Paul, which actually we just got my stepmom to watch the other day. I was like, you haven't seen Paul? She's
Oh,
like totally into aliens and stuff too. So I was like, what?
Paul's a classic.
Well, then she started watching it. And she's like, I think I have seen this, but she'd only seen it probably like once a while ago.
Right.
Anyway, so but speaking of aliens, in Paul, they say he says that that one guy asks him why he looks like an alien, basically.
Right.
And Paul replies that we have been drip-fed alien stuff
Right.
over the decades so that when we did meet an alien that looks like Paul's and little short gray guy or green guy with big
With big
eyes,
eyes.
you know, he's like
Right.
weird looking, but he's kind of cute. That we
Right.
wouldn't freak out, you know, and piss ourselves
Right.
and faint like the other guy did in the movie. Like, and that was the clue that that one guy followed, the one that was after Paul,
Right.
was the fact that he had pissy pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the idiot, you know, we don't know what we're doing, we're just doing what we're told. Guys, they were like, well, there was a pair of pissy jeans, that was it. And he was like, follow them. He pissed his pants. He met an alien.
Right. Now, I told you before I was going to bring it up today. I'm going to bring it up again. This is one of many possible theories in regards to what the grays, what they call the grays, are. And some people think that the grays are nothing more than people or humans from the future that have
Yeah, some
been
people
forced to
believe that.
live underground. That's why their skin is so gray, is because they're living underground. They're not getting sunlight. They don't have that pigmentation. But also because they live underground, that's why their eyes are gotten so big and so black, because so they can see in the dark better.
What if they're not even from another world, though?
Right. What if they're from here?
Yeah. What if they're from, you know, they were like raised in underground
Right. What if
something?
they're from the future? Better yet, I've said this before and I brought it up too. I believe that we're probably on our seventh iteration of an advanced civilization here on Earth.
Now, see that? Yeah. And there's a lot of people that are like, what? No. Okay, but then how did the pyramids get built? Like you go to the Great Pyramid, you can't even fit paper between those blocks.
Right.
They are so perfectly aligned with each other. And we're gonna say that man did that. Man still can't do that. It doesn't make
Right.
any sense. Oh, and then there was this guy. Oh, where was it? He built a castle. I
Yeah.
just saw this the other day. He built a castle out of like coral rock and shit.
Right.
And he did it all by himself. And he only did it at night.
Right.
And like you can go and see the place. You know, it's like touristy now or whatever.
Right.
But he supposedly built this castle all by himself, only at night when people couldn't see what he was doing.
Right.
And he didn't have any machinery. And he
Yeah.
said that he learned the secret of the pyramids and sound.
Yeah, because
And they've
sound
proved already that
at
you can move heavy rocks
right.
with sound.
Yeah, you can levitate objects through sound waves and frequencies. So it's a technology that was once
That we
lost that
are
is now
barely
now coming back.
understanding. So
Right.
if the Egyptians knew how to do that, then they wouldn't have
Right.
had to use Israelite slaves, and that totally just poof, our entire biblical history.
Right. Not only our
So
biblical history, but what we know to be
now,
history, because they also say
I'm
that
not
not only
saying though that the Bible is
Israeli.
lying. I think that we have
Right.
misinterpreted it, or
Yes.
something. Something has been messed up in history, and we haven't been told something. Many
Yep.
things.
Many
I
things.
mean, if we
And
know that they're hiding
why?
this much stuff, and some people might say like we're sacrilegious or whatever to even question this stuff. But in this day and age, it's hard not to question all this stuff.
You have to question everything.
We have to. I'm sorry, but we have to. And I
It's
can't help it. And it's kind of funny too, because I came from this family that did question everything. And now I question more than they do, and they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Slow down. Getting a little too far there. Okay, but the Nephilim, you guys, where did they go? They
If the
just
Nephilim were
disappeared.
so big and
What
so
happened to their
powerful,
mothers? That's another
yes.
question I have. Like, all those women, what happened to them? Where did the Watchers go? We weren't really given all that.
Right. We were told about it, and then we're just told, oh,
So,
accept it.
are the
No.
Watchers the Titans that we hear about in the Greek mythologies and stuff? Or was it
Could
Roman?
be.
Was it Greek or Roman? It was the Titans. It was a Greek.
Titans, Greek.
So, is that the same thing?
Could be. Question
There's
it.
also
Do
another
your
weird
own
theory out there,
research.
too.
Let us know in the comments. Join
Yes.
us in the chat.
Ask your own questions. Let us know what you guys think. If you think we're being blasphemous or whatever, I mean, let us know that too. Everybody has their opinion, and I think we
Right.
need to kind of get past our opinions, though. So if you need to throw
Yeah.
your opinions out and vent to us, that's cool. You can
Yeah,
call
it's
us
cool.
blasphemous. I've been called worse.
I have an ex-wife. Trust me, I've been called a lot worse.
I have families. I have a brother.
Yep.
I got a little brother. I got two little brothers now. Hi, little brothers. But, anyway. The other thing I was going to mention about this whole alien thing.
Right.
We need to keep this in mind. Werner von Braun and the things that he said before he died.
Yeah.
Like, he predicted an alien invasion, you guys, and he said it was going to be fake. He said the
You're saying.
pandemic was fake too. And this was back in the 70s when he was old and like,
Yeah.
getting ready to die. You know what I mean?
Yep.
How did he know? Unless it was already planned.
Well, that's why they don't call it a pandemic. They call
And
it a
he was a
plandemic.
rocket scientist from Nazi Germany. He knowed a lot of stuff, man.
Yes.
While we were all going, oh yay, the Nuremberg trials, and they're gonna prosecute these people. Meanwhile,
Operation Paperclip.
Operation Paperclip Red team go, red team
Autobots, get
go.
ready, Earl. All right.
Sorry, my phone buzzed. Okay. Anyways, but I just, and if you guys don't know who Werner von Braun is, I can put his name in the comments too. And of course, I say it with the Germanness because it's German.
He is a German scientist during Nazi Germany who helped
Did I
develop
spell that
their
right?
rocket.
It is Ernie, right? Werner.
Yep, von Braun.
And it's Braun.
UN.
Because it's German! Yeah! Oh, I forgot to how to say bring me. So, what's bring? Mich is me. Anyways, I was gonna say bring me the bread. Something mich das Brot. Bitte? Anyway. Getting a little off
Well,
track here. But
I
just look him up and the things that he
right.
said and all the knowledge that man had to have about, everything
Yeah,
that
right.
we're not told about is crazy. So I want to put that out there that he did predict that would happen and that it would
Right.
be a hoax.
Yes, he did. He
So
predicted that
are
very
we
much so.
looking at the hoax right now? And what did he mean by hoax? Like that it was all completely false and there's no such thing as aliens or blah 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 blah.
Correct.
Or is there a such thing as what we perceive as alien, but is actually of this world? See what I
Could
mean?
be. Yeah.
And that,
Could definitely be.
there are truths in their hoax, but we're being lied to about the origins of everything.
Yeah.
Right? So, back to that term extraterrestrial. What does terrestrial mean?
Of a land of
Land.
that area.
Land. Yeah.
Yep.
Which can also be interpreted as earth,
Yep.
which can also be interpreted as dirt. But,
So
so
extraterrestrial,
extraterrestrial doesn't
if
necessarily mean out of this world.
no.
It doesn't necessarily mean from another land, as in like a planet. It could simply mean from land here on Earth that we are unaware of, and it's just
Right.
extra.
Right. Extra or unknown.
So, if that's the case, where is all this extra land?
Right.
Which might get you into some of that weird flat earther
Antarctica
stuff. Okay.
or Antarctica.
Yes, but a lot of it ties in with the flat earther stuff
Right.
I have found. So, and I don't believe that the earth is flat, but there's linked in with that theory is this whole ice wall thing. And that the earth, so they believe that the earth is flat and that there's an ice wall, which is Antarctica. So no matter which direction we go south, we would find that ice wall,
Right.
right? But you go far enough beyond the ice wall and there is extra land out there on their flat earth. Now, as
That's
someone that
correct.
believes in a round earth, that we can't necessarily rule that out because you make it round, there could still be an ice wall. The
That's
earth
correct.
could be a lot bigger, the dimensions could be totally different than we've been told. Not necessarily that
Right.
it's bigger, because like you go with the whole pyramid thing, it adds up with what we believe and know to be the earth's size and shape. Right.
Right.
That all makes sense. Okay. So that's probably the biggest reason why I just can't believe in all this flat earth stuff.
Right.
The pyramids to me prove that the earth is round. They are
Exactly.
made to the dimension of the hemispheres. Okay. So moving on. So extraterrestrial though wouldn't necessarily mean that it's from out
Somewhere
there,
else.
right? And if we still have a round Earth and we've been lied to about the dimensions of stuff, there could still be a whole extra set of land in the middle of Antarctica.
Right.
Now, some of the flat Earth theories that I've come across, they believe that stuff like Atlantis and Asgard and Olympus and things like that are all out there on that extra land past the ice wall.
Right.
That's the theory, part of their whole theory. Now, I'm not disregarding that either, because again, the world could still be round, and that could still happen. So, I don't know. It's just weird.
Very
It's
weird.
just weird.
Very weird. Question everything. Things that make you think, do your research. Don't rely on somebody else to tell you.
And there's so much junk out there that you have to read through. It's kind of hard. You have to like sort of pick through the blah 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 blah
Right.
to find actual, what could has potential to actually be truth, right? So then we have to take the potential truths and compare them with one another.
Right.
Okay, so like this flat earth thing, like I was saying, like the earth can't be flat if I believe that the whole pyramid thing is not what we were told in school, and that the pyramids define the definition, the size and shape of the earth, which would be
Right.
round. So I can't believe in the flat earth part of that whole theory, but I can
What makes
believe in
you
an ice wall, so to speak, because there's also like old reports from the 1800s or late 1800s of people that saw stuff beyond the ice wall of Antarctica. There's weird stuff going on there, dude. If you look it up on Google Earth,
Right.
it's just weird. Okay, you just have to. It's
Do
weird.
your research.
It's weird.
Right.
Okay. You can even look up, there's people on YouTube that have videos about it that have actually gone into more extensive research. And there's some of them out there, they're kind of hard to find sometimes because, they don't really want us all doing our own research on stuff. But yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, well, I hate to make this a short video, but like I said, I'm here in Hawaii. I do have
He's visiting
plans.
family,
I
so.
am visiting family, so.
But we wanted to put all these questions out there to you guys. And real quick before I go, I do want to bring up the military thing. Just to throw this out there, there's a lot of strange military activity going on. And as
Right.
someone that lives close to a base, and I've lived close to a base most of my life, okay? I was born in 86, just, and I've lived here since I was 5, so do the math. Now, there's a lot of activity going on in our skies locally that
Right.
didn't used to happen quite the way it is now. You know what I'm saying? And then
Right.
now I'm hearing reports from all over the country of tanks and military vehicles going
And
through
equipment.
town. Towns? Like there
Multiple
was one in
towns.
Philadelphia, I think it was. This is not normal, you guys. I want
No, it
everybody to
isn't.
know this is not normal. I live by a base, and we still never see military vehicles. We never see tanks.
Right.
We never see tanks. Ever. Okay? Ever. All right.
Ever.
Now, we live by an Air Force base, but they also train out there.
Yes, they
So,
do.
which that is a subject for a whole other
Yep.
time. Training. I love that term. It's
Yep.
such a nice little blanket. Anyway, and we have Army National Guard out there. Not just Air National Guard. The Army National Guard for Oregon also goes out there once a month. I know
Right.
this because I know people in the Army National Guard. Okay. So I just want people to know seeing tanks in town is not normal by any means. And
Right.
even seeing military vehicles going through town is
Is not normal.
not normal.
Right.
Take it from somebody that lives next to a base and has since they were 5. Okay, this is not normal. If the military is going out and doing any training, they go way out. Nobody ever really sees them. you might see them as they're transporting way out to the middle of nowhere to do their training activity.
Right.
But it's never anything more than like their Humvee type trucks hauling the guys, and that's it. And whatever equipment that they need for that day. You never see a tank.
Ever.
So,
So just
look
to
that
throw
up
that
too,
out
though.
there.
Military activity across America. It's very strange. It's not usual, and it's freaking me out. Okay, so
All right, with all that, I just want to say
happy Father's Day to everyone that is a
exactly.
father, that wants to be a father.
And happy Father's Day to those that are pulling double duty.
And happy Father's Day to all the families whose fathers never came home.
Exactly.
I was lucky that mine did. No matter what his job was, I still feel lucky that my father came home.
Right.
As does your children. They're lucky that their father made it home. So,
Right. With
yay.
that, I just want to say,
Yay for fathers.
don't believe the BS. Mahalo.
And stay on. Yeah, bleh. And stay uncommon. Aloha.
Aloha.
Hold on, I lost my screen. Okay, bye bye now, everyone.
Bye-bye. Done recording? Good, I'm gonna go have a cigarette. Don't forget to upload to Spotify. I'll be right back.
Ha! I stopped streaming, but we're still recording. Oh, you can't hear me. Look, I can talk shit about you now. I'm just kidding. I don't go over here. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. End stream. Your stream will stop immediately and will no longer be live. End. Nice. Okay. Go to Spotify. Now I'm going to smoke a cigarette too. Oh, are you there? Hashtag that live show on the YouTube. See. should probably do this. Let's see, Control X. Cancel debt. Go over here. Switch accounts. Alien sighting is popular right now. Well, since I'm just sitting here doing this right now, I'm going to stop.